702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Morning, Kabazela.
Good morning, Ray Ray.
All right, I see there being some parking wars. I can only imagine what that's about.
Yeah, so this video, it looks like it's in somewhere in the US, and it's in a small street where there is a very, very limited amount of parking that's available. And if you find a good spot, you really need to jump on it. So this guy, this oldish guy, I don't know the background of what happened or where his car was, but I think he's probably a passenger. And they drove past this spot and they were like, oh, flip, we need to get this parking spot. Yeah, you jump out and keep it for me. And then I'll go around the block and then we'll come and park here.
Yeah. So, oh dear, that didn't work.
So he's in this parking spot. He is standing in the parking spot and then he gets down on onto his bottom. He's sitting now in the parking spot. But now there's another car who's arrived and wants to claim the spot and starts reversing.
Oh.
And this guy puts himself up against the car and he starts screaming and it's just chaotic and, you know, over a parking spot, really, if you think about it at the end of the day. So I wanted to ask people this morning about your parking wars. Have you been in situations in parking lots where you just see a different side of people and they, you know, it's like we all want to park as close as we can to the to the entrance of the shops. You know, we don't want to park miles away.
Hold on. What is that? Like, actually, what is it? I get this in my family. Ray, park at the door. Now, I park it, like, I don't know, 50 meters the other way, and I get shouted at because I'm not at the door. You can walk. You know, isn't this strange?
No. Have you been in a situation where somebody has out of the and kept a parking spot for somebody because they're going to drive around and come back to that spot. And you've arrived and you think, well, actually my car's here. So I actually want to park here, but you can't just stand in the parking lot. And how did you handle that situation?
Mm.
I'd love to know people's parking stories, especially maybe my favorite is if you're sitting in your car, right? And you're waiting for your passenger or whatever to run into the shops quickly and somebody pulls up next to you. And then they open their car door and boom, they hit the side of your car.
Oh, then it starts.
And then it starts. And then like you sit there and you think, okay, should I say something? Should I not say something? Should I wait for them to say something? And most often, like, they'll just ignore it. They'll go, you know, and then you wind down your window and say, excuse me, you just bumped my car. And then it can either go, oh, I'm sorry. Or it can be like, well, you know, you parked too close or whatever it may be. So, yeah, parking wars. Let's hear yours this week.
Oh, dear, I'd love to hear all the stories. The parking wars of Gauteng. All right, amateur golfer, tee box and spectators. What's that all about?
This is quite the story. So this guy, he lines up on, I think it's the first tee or the 10th tee. And he is the club captain of this specific golf course. And I think they had he's opening the tee box or something like that. That's the context here. But now he's got all these spectators who have gathered around the tee box to watch him hit this perfect golf shot. Now, if anybody's played golf and you've got people that stand around you and you're on the first tee and it's perhaps your first shot, it's very nerve-wracking. You know, you can either go really well or really bad. And in this guy's case, it went really bad.
Oh.
He hits this shot and it just flickers off to the left and nails one of the spectators who are standing on the side.
Oh, no.
Just take a listen to the audio of the shot and the reaction of the audience.
Yeah, I don't mean to laugh. That's awful. That's really awful.
Awful. Oh, no. I think it hit somebody on the head. You can hear
that.
Like the hollow sound from the golf ball on the skull. So, very, very unpleasant shot. But have you been, you know, let's talk to the golfers this morning. What's the worst shot that you ever hit in front of people? I have many, many, many stories of bad shots. But yeah, I'd love to hear what the worst shot was that you've hit in front of people and you're like, oh, you know, never again.
Love it, Kabazela. There we go. Talking golf and parking wars this morning. Do tell us your story. 0727021702.